Hey guys, welcome to the Vrokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, or NoahDog54.
And this is John, or Jeebens Feebens.
Or G-Bon Feewings, or whatever the other...
Whatever the caption says, it's probably at
No, so yeah. I fixed those because like it's plugged, so I'm not gonna let those slide. There's probably other mistakes in the transcript stuff because we don't have a transcript person because we don't have the money to pay them, so we just use AI. But obviously the AI sucks, so you know it's not as good. But I go through and make sure I get the plugs right. So Flab Zixi Gaming is gonna be right, Jeebens Feebens is gonna be right, like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, I'm your amazing, handsomely host, Ethan, of the Flab Zixi Gaming. We're not gonna skip anything because I prepared for like the headlines and prepared showcase or anything, but with small talk, I mean, it's been like 10 minutes after we recorded the last one, so I don't imagine these two have really done anything to warrant talking about anything unless they just specifically skipped something they did this week.
I did a backflip just now.
Yeah, did you backflip your way to this podcast, John? Is that what you did?
Yep.
I did that. Your handstand to get some blood flow going. That's about it.
Sure. So I haven't really done anything worth noting. So because I didn't save anything for small talk, but I can go to the headlines. So another interesting thing that happened recently, because last time I talked about how like the guy proposed in KFC, and that's obviously really cool. I mentioned this last time. But Snoop Dogg's currently in a legal battle because he has a cereal company now, which no one apparently knew about. I don't know what kind of underground scheme he's running over there, but no one knew about it, including myself. But apparently he's now in a legal battle with Post because Post is responsible for sort of shelving certain cereals, even if it's not their own. And people that have gone into Walmart and other stores that have tried to begin Snoop's products have realized that Snoop's products are either A, not on the shelf, or B, if they are on the shelf, they're behind other cereals, which is against the law, basically. And so Snoop is in a legal battle with Post trying to make it right. And so it's very interesting, and it's kind of like the Amber Heard the trial, where it's like I sort of know who might win this because you know, like even though Post is a gigantic company, if Snoop has proof, which he sort of does, he has like videos and photos and stuff, then I imagine the court will rule in his favor. We just have to see what ends up happening. Hopefully they don't decide with a soulless corporation because it's a soulless corporation, but you never know. I mean, it's happened before. But yeah, it's very interesting because, you know, again, I've never known Snoop to like cereal so much that he makes his own. Like, you know, if anything, I was thinking of like, you know, maybe he's going to make a sub chain, or not a sub chain, but like a sub shop, or maybe he's a big fan of fried dough or something. I don't know. But like, I don't know. It's just one of those things I'm like, I don't know. I was not expecting cereal because like cereal is a big market as it is. It's also terrible for you. So, you know, I wasn't thinking of that kind of stuff. But well, we'll just have to see what unfolds with this.
What was the name of that cereal brand again? That Snoop has?
It's just Snoop's. Snoop. It's his name. It's just Snoop's with an S at the end of it. But he has, I haven't looked at the series. I should have probably did that already, but I haven't looked at the series yet. I can't honestly tell you what their flavors are. There's three that he was holding in the picture. So I think there's only three flavors right now, but, if he wins, he might be able to start doing more.
Right.
But, in terms of the creator showcase, I do have one as well. So their name is Saucy TV. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it might to you, but they're one of the things they specialize in is comedy skits. And one of the things I love is comedy skits. If they're done well. If they're not done well and they're done stupidly, then obviously they're not good. But these guys do it well. So basically, to run down, the person who runs the channel, his father is Italian, and he makes Italian jokes all the time. So basically, his dad will tell him that he's got a rat in the basement. And the son will be like in the, like a tuxedo, have like what looks like a gun case. It's not actually a gun case, but like what looks to be a gun case. And the dad comes out like, it's not that type of rat, because obviously he's thinking like, oh, it's a rat in the basement. Like there's a rat for the mafia or something in the basement. When in reality, he's just talking about an actual rat. So it, and then there's moments where he's like, where the guy's like, where the dad says, we need to go pick up your mother's curtains, and the guy's like, is that code for something? Like, it's just these really funny like skits making fun of it. And there's this time where this one's hilarious, where he I don't know if it's like visual effects or what he does to himself, but essentially he makes himself look like he was just in an explosion. And he comes out like inside the house, and he asks his dad, "Do we have explosion insurance?" And like he's acting as if his car blew up, and the dad's laughing. It's great. Yeah. It's honestly a really funny comedy. It's a great. They do other types of skits as well. It's really funny. Saucy TV, all lowercase. Really good channel. They're not small by any means. Really too much. Well, they're kind of small, but they're not that small. But definitely go check it out if you love comedy skits, because I personally do, and they do it really well. Just go check them out.
I've seen that creator. I just checked to double check because I didn't remember the name, but yeah, no, I've seen that, and it's quite funny, especially because like, my dad is also Italian, so sometimes I think that I'm like, you know what, that's fair. Because I've been told that my dad looks like a mob boss. He has a very like like neutral face a lot of the time, and so people say he looks like Vincent Tarantino. Not that's not who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of Tony Soprano. That's what I'm thinking of, not Vincent Tarantino.
Yeah, Tony Soprano.
People say he looks like Tony Soprano, and the resemblance is there for sure. I can't confirm anything that he's not related to a fictional character.
Right.
But yeah. Very funny.
Yeah, so one of the things I forgot too is that the dad like doesn't just like make skits or whatever, he sometimes pranks the dad. One of my favorite ones is like it's during a Super Bowl game or whatever, and he's shouting, "Yeah!" Whatever, like he's like, or whatever, his dad comes running in and he's like, "What, what, what?" And the guy's like, "Verizon iPhone." It's like an ad of Verizon iPhone playing on the TV. It's the funniest thing ever. And I totally am doing that with my family the next time the Super Bowl happens, because it is so funny. Like when it's a Verizon iPhone ad, where it's going to be a collage of like me and my family doing that. And I don't know who, like my brother who's like obsessed with football, like actually obsessed. And then my, mom's husband who he's not obsessed or anything, but he loves football, so I know it'd be hilarious to do that. But there's that. Like, it's just really funny skits, and I recommend, like I said, like I recommend if you like comedy skits. If you don't, then you're not gonna like it, but if you do, then they're amazing, so go check them out. But with that, we're gonna get straight into the topic today, because like I said, these are pre-recorded, so we don't have much in terms of small talk or anything. But we're going to do another interesting topic, because this one, I did check this recently. I actually sort of checked it while John was talking about that. And the Warp into a Video Game, or Video Game Warp is what the title is actually called, actually did really well when it first came out. So we're doing it again, except this time I'm the host, meaning I'm in charge. I'm the captain now. But what's really actually going to happen is, instead of me just giving John and Noah things, because Noah kind of already been through the ringer already, we're going to switch on and off. So I'm going to give a game to John. John's going to give a game to Noah. Noah's going to give a game to me. And then we're going to flip, so that way I'm giving one to Noah. Noah's giving one to John. John's giving one to me. So you get the idea. We're going to go through it and see how many games we can get done here. I'm giving one. Since I'm the host, I started, but I'm giving one to John. John, my main man. Let's go with Infamous 2.
Okay. I'm just gonna assume that I am not a superpowered individual, because I'm not in real life.
Yeah, no, we're putting ourselves in video games. That does not mean you become the main character. You are not. Right, that's right, not right, how that right, works.
Right. So probably I want to stay away from the main villains and militia guys, because they're pretty brutal. They're like, if you are in any way connected to the main character, you're a target, and they're probably gonna kill me just because, you know, they seem a little bit unhinged. So I'm gonna try to stay away from them. Also, stay away from the main character, because if he's a villain, if he's choosing to be a evil guy this time around, I might just get murdered. So I'm just gonna keep my distance. I'm gonna go. maybe, you know, check out the swamp because it's Louisiana, so it's an amazing place, you know. I'm sure it's an amazing place in real life, but the game it's not. You know, maybe just like kind of mind my own business, not get involved in anything, because if I do, I will probably get murdered immediately. And even if I don't get involved, I might get murdered immediately, so it's a gamble, yeah. For sure.
Well, hey, maybe the main character, maybe someone in the main character's Twitch chat will buy the thing using points to make them ban an in-game action. Maybe they're going to ban the action of violence, and maybe you won't die.
Yeah, maybe I'll be able to escape, because they don't want to be violent. But
it's possible, it's possible.
Or it could be a pacifist to run.
That's what I just said. Anyway, so John, you're giving one to Noah.
All right, Noah. What to give you for sir?
Hit me.
We're gonna give you. You have been placed inside of Unrailed.
Unrailed.
All right, that's interesting.
Yeah, this is gonna be interesting. I guess I would just find a way to. What the hell would I do? Okay,
well, your goal is to not let the train blow up, so, you know, that's one of them.
Yeah, so I guess it would be just me. I would find a way to have wood cut efficiently, have a water bucket nearby at all times, because that's super fucking important.
It is.
Eventually upgrade the train enough to where it can gather resources by itself and I don't have to do a damn thing. And I guess that's really it, because I'm not really sure how else to do that.
Well, and I was going to say too that at the very beginning of the game it'd be so stressful because you'd have to mine wood by yourself, chop down wood, mine rocks by yourself, make sure the train doesn't blow up while simultaneously placing the rails to make sure it keeps going. Like, that'd be great.
Yeah, basically, like, you're working yourself to death at that point, because you're like, you got an axe in one hand, a pickaxe in the other hand, you're like,
Well, he's bound this by the game's laws, meaning you can only have one thing in his hand at a time.
That's
so.
True.
Right. I'm also assuming I don't blow myself up with TNT.
I was going to say, that's probably how you'd go out. You'd probably pick up TNT, realize that you lit it, and then you'd blow off.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. No, you're giving one to me.
Okay, Ethan. Let's go with... How about... Far Cry 3?
I have not played Far Cry 3.
Okay, how about Far Cry 4?
Alright, I've played that one at least. Where did you even get Far Cry 3 from? You're just like, oh, he's played the Far Cry series. He must have played all of them at this point.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
No, because the Far Cry 1, 2 are not on PS4. 3 is, but we didn't realize that until we already played 4. So, but yeah, 4. John initially gave me this one, but I switched it to 5 because I thought it'd be interesting or more interesting than 4. But 4 is still pretty interesting because 4 is essentially takes place in Karat, which is like a fake place in India. It takes like the idea is it takes place in India, but it's Karat. It's not a real place. And it's this dictator named Pagan, and essentially the game starts out with you in a bus that gets attacked and blown up, but you survive, and Pagan takes a liking to you. Now, obviously, I'm not the main character, so that's not a guarantee. But if I join him, then boom, easy, I win. I win life because really, he doesn't kill anybody. He only kills people that he doesn't like, really. And the war that he's fighting is with the Golden Path, who don't appreciate his dictatorship, and so they're trying to murder him. And at the end of the game, you get a choice if you murder him or not. You actually get two times. One, you can just shoot him at his table while he's eating crab rangoon. I feel like that's pretty rude. And then, while he's getting away, you can blow him up in his helicopter. So, you know, there's two options there. But I would probably honestly just, you know, I would join him, but I would tell him, hey, I'm not killing anybody. That's on your other goons or whatever. I'll be the guy behind the scenes or something. Yeah. Not that I would want to be a bad guy, but just that if I'm... It's similar to 5. Like, you have to ask yourself, would I want to fight them in general? And because it's a gunfight, my answer is no, because if I'm being applied to real world logic and like physical reality, I would just one shot to the face. I'm done. Game over. So I'm not going to fight a ruthless dictator that has an entire army. Like, that seems stupid. So similar to my position in five, I'm going to side with the villain in the sense that I'm not going to be killing anybody. Like, I'm going to say, like, hey, I'm not killing anybody. The only difference being from four to five is I'm not going to go into someone's region and try to marry them. So, you know, that's just, then there's not really any regions in four anyway. There's just the north and the south. So there's not really any attractive people in four. So I'm just going to, I'll be my own person.
Fair enough.
All right. That so now we're switching. So I'm giving one to Noah now.
Okay.
I do need some ideas on what the frick you play, because I know games we play together, but I don't want to say Minecraft because that's kind of easy.
Okay. F123, F122, Forza Horizon 5, Forza Horizon 4, Red Dead Redemption 2.
You can just say the name of the one game. You don't need to say Forza Horizon 1 through 1500.
Let's just give us some ideas.
I mean, sure. Forza Horizon, whatever number you said.
I'm gonna go with Forza Horizon 5 on. Okay, sure. So Forza Horizon 5 takes place in Mexico. So, assuming, well, there is no real main character in Forza Horizon 5. Okay, so I guess I'm just spawned into the world in a car, because that's kind of the way you play the game. You're just stuck in a car the entire time.
Oh god, that'd be awful.
I know. So I guess for me, I would just be... Well, I would buy whatever car I could afford. Which is probably nothing, but still. And then just go on road trips around Mexico. Because you can only really stay in Mexico, so
yeah,
not as much to do.
That's fair. Yeah. All right, Noah, you're giving one to John.
Okay, Johnny boy.
Here's Johnny.
You are thrust into Batman Arkham Asylum.
All right. Well. I don't know. That's a dangerous position for me to be in, because at this point, the island's been locked down because the Joker's, you know, taken over. So I have one of two options: try and find a safe place, or get murdered. Those are really my only two options. I'm loving the games you guys are giving me, but like, it's so dangerous. Like, literally, murder is not only a possibility, but a likelihood. I would probably go to where, like, the head of security guy is, because he actually survives. So I'm going to go to him and stick around that guy, because anywhere else on the island, it's, you know, covered with either superpowered villains or their henchmen, which are like also unhinged in how they deal with people. So basically, I'm not in a good spot. You know, I definitely don't want to piss off Batman, because I'd probably be in the hospital for like the next 20 years.
Don't forget that I'm Batman in this scenario. So you anger me, I would probably beat you up. So yeah, there is that.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna piss off Batman, because I don't want to be in immense pain. On top of not wanting to be murdered by the supervillains, you know, like it's a little bit more preferable being beat up by Batman, but not by much.
Right.
All right. So yeah, that's how it would work.
All right, John, you're giving one to me.
Giving one to you, Ethan. Let's see here. Let me take a quick gander at your YouTube channel, see what kind of games I can throw you into.
And John, for a bonus of 2 points, what channel are you talking about?
I am talking about Flabs XC Gaming on YouTube.
And how do you feel about that channel, John?
It's all right.
All right, mine's 500 once.
Wow.
Wait, what? What? Okay. This is
no, bullshit. No. What do you feel about that channel, Noah?
Oh, I love that channel. I actually have a series on there with the owner called Minecraft with Friends. You could go watch it. It's amazing.
Correct answer. That's 500 points. Didn't Noah Gryffindor?
Like,
whatever.
I feel like there might be a bit of a rigged event going on here.
I feel you had a very clear answer. You could have said it. You didn't say it, so that's your fault.
Yep, you fucked up, John.
Yep, you did.
Yeah, that is fair. But you know what? I'm going to put you into Life is Strange, the first one.
Ooh.
Well, I guess I'm dying.
Guess I'll die.
Guess I'll die. Okay, well, here's the thing, right? If I'm being thrust into Life is Strange with the ending we did on the channel, Arcadia Bay gets wiped out, so I guess I'm leaving Arcadia Bay. So I'm leaving Arcadia Bay the second I drop it. As soon as I realize where I am, I'm like, I'm out of here. I know what happens here. I don't know if I could. I was going to say, maybe I should try and undermine Jefferson, but I don't know if I'd have the ability to do that. I mean, if I know the game, then I guess I could find it, but I don't know the map too well, so that probably wouldn't happen. But anyway, my first thing would be to get the frick out of there. I'd have to find a car, or maybe I'd even steal one. I don't know how that would work. But I'd get out of there, or maybe I'd ride the bus. But like, I'd get out of there because I know what's coming in the next 5 days, and I'd move somewhere far, far away. Maybe I go to the northeast. Maybe that's a long trip, but it'd be better than staying in a place that gets wiped by a tornado. Maybe I have a traumatic event that happens to me, and I gain powers. I don't know. That's how that works in the universe, apparently, is you have something traumatic happen, and you gain powers. So maybe if my bus that I'm on goes into a river, then frick, I guess I'm becoming Aquaman. I don't know how that works. I don't know. It's a world all about gaining powers, weirdly, that doesn't make any sense. So, you know, my main goal is get the frick out of there and move on. Like, once I realize that's where I am, I'm out of there. I'm not sticking around.
Fair enough.
Because even if I don't take the idea that it's my series, it's a 50-50. So I'm out of there.
Yeah.
I don't like those odds of being dead, thank you.
Yep. 50% chance to live, the other 50, not so much.
The other 50, I'm screwed, yeah. Yep. Okay, so we're swapping back, so I'm giving one to John. So, John. I'm not going to pick Batman again, because you've already done that. What Final Fantasies have you played?
I have played the remake of 7.
We'll do that one.
That's it. Okay, so the remake
Final Fantasy 7.
Okay. Where would I even drop is the thing? Because, like, if I'm...
In the middle of a battlefield.
Middle of the battlefield? well, they got swords, so I could just, like, run out of the way. I mean, some of them have guns, so I would try to avoid the people with guns and keep my distance from the people with swords. I'd dash out of there. Maybe I'll go... Man, I don't know if I even want to join the good guys, because like my options are join a corrupt organization, intent on bleeding the world's resources dry, or a terrorist group. So those are my options.
Great.
So it's not a great look for me. Maybe I'll join the terrorist group. Who knows? You know, like, they're technically the good guys.
How are they the good guys?
Well, you know, the corporation is corrupt, you know, they're bad, so therefore the terrorists are the good guys.
Corporation better than a terrorist group.
Hey, you know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
I don't think that's the moniker at all. I don't think. Listen, anybody listening to this, please never take that as advice to live by. Just never do it.
Yes. Yeah. In real life, joining a terrorist group is not advisable.
No.
All right.
So John's going to attempt to live and then join a terrorist group. Right. All right. John, you're giving one to Noah.
Noah. Okay. So. You said a bunch of racing games. Do you have any non-racing games that I could put you in?
I've got UFC 5.
Okay, I'm gonna put you into GTA 5.
Okay, that works. GTA 5. Oh, shit.
I think you're screwed, buddy.
You might be.
Okay, I've got a plan.
Do you have a plan?
Picking a tank gets 5 stars immediately.
I have a plan. Join the terrorist group.
No, so for GTA 5, it takes place on a basically rip-off version of California. Mm-hmm. Meaning, there is no factions to join. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's either I find a gang and I join the gang, or I just move to the fucking desert.
I move to a faraway desert.
And the only option then is to then cook a certain substance so I can make some fucking money, and that's it.
Okay, so let me get this straight. I drop John into Final Fantasy. He joins the terrorist group. John drops Noah into GTA 5. He becomes Walter White. Great. Awesome. What is happening here?
Well, it's either that or I go and I meet the three main characters, Trevor, Franklin, and Michael, and try not to piss them off and be their friend and potentially be a fourth main character.
Yeah,
and
Trevor's still shooting in the face. Trevor's shooting in the face. Michael might not. And then Franklin, it depends on what you do, I guess.
Yeah, if you don't piss Franklin off, you're probably fine. He'd probably just be annoyed with you.
Okay, honestly. So honestly, fuck the desert thing. I would go find Franklin, be like, hey, what's up? And just be as nice as I can until he gets to the point where he's in the mansion and I just live with him.
What's up? Hey. Pull a gun and shoots him right in the face.
What's up, man? Hey. Dang it, it's psychopath in control.
Just the three options I see. One, I join a gang. Two, the player kills me because everyone wants to kill the NPCs.
Or you become Walter White.
Yeah, that's who.
You become Walter White. You need to get a van or like a RV. You need to get a buddy to help you with it. Like, you know, you might as well just become the embodiment of Walter White.
RVs are cheap in GTA, so
they are. All right, moving off of Noah's Walter White session. Noah, you're giving one to me again.
Okay, Ethan. You are thrust into... Did we do Undertale last time?
No.
Okay, you're thrust into Undertale.
Okay, well, thrust literally being correct here, because you fall off a mountain into a cave, basically. But you land on a bed of flowers, so you sweat. All right, here's my honest answer, because, you know, I hate to break it to you guys. I don't honestly think you're going to become Walter White if you get dropped in GTA 5. But in terms of realism here, to bring us back to not non-terrorist groups and non-Walter White, my honest answer is the way Undertale works is you either be peaceful or you try and kill everybody. The way you be peaceful is you make friends. It's going to be a great time. Everyone's happy. If you do the genocide run, you basically kill everybody, and Sans doesn't like that too much, and you basically get put through hell. I'm going to go with the peaceful option, honestly. I'm going to befriend everybody. I think it's easy to do in the game. It's not easy, per se, but it's sort of easy. You befriend the enemies. You befriend the bosses, like Undyne, Asgore, which are those are the two hardest to befriend. And then I just hang out with... Sans is hilarious, so I need to make sure I'm friends with him and don't piss him off, because he'll murder me where I stand. Papyrus is hilarious, and he won't murder me where I stand, so I want to, you know, be friends with him as well. I'll probably honestly stay in Snowden. John's played the game, so he knows what Snowden is. I'd probably stay in Snowden. I kind of like I don't like snow particularly, but I like the colder places, because I'm not going to Hotland. I'd probably melt and die. I don't want to go to the castle town, because it's barren and nobody's there. And the ruins is okay. Maybe I'd stay with the tutorial, but I'd probably get bored of it after a certain amount of time. So I'd probably want to go into the Snowden. That's probably it. That's my honest answer. I'd befriend everybody and not die. And you don't have to die, because if you befriend everyone, you don't die. So, you know, it's one of those things. And then, you know, in terms of a job, maybe I'd start a monster candy business or something. I don't know. I'd just figure something out. Maybe I'd become the new bartender or the shopkeeper, whatever. But that's my answer for that.
Okay.
There you go. All
right. What?
I think we flip it again now, so...
Yeah, we flip it again. So you're doing John.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm doing one for you now, because I forgot that I...
Oh, okay.
For some reason, I thought that I just went, which I did, but it's not in that way. Okay, but... You know what? We didn't do this either last time. Yeah, you know what? You're getting thrust into Minecraft. However, because it's such an easy game, you're first of all on hardcore mode, and you're being thrust into the deep dark specifically.
Oh, Jesus.
So he's work dead. Around that.
Okay.
Did you have to say I think you're screwed? I don't know what you said, but that's...
Basically.
I am so, so screwed.
I mean, there's ways around it. If you know Minecraft, there's ways around it.
Okay. So, as soon as I spawn in, because that's basically what you do, I'm crouching immediately. I'm ever so slowly gonna make my way around the deep dark, finding every carpeted spot I can fucking find. After I'm done looting the deep dark, I'm going to quietly make my way out of the deep dark, out of the cave, and into the fucking world.
Okay, but how are you breaking out? You're gonna you're gonna break your fist trying to mine the blocks one by one?
I look for a natural way out of the cave.
Alright.
Like, let's say it's the deep dark, and it's just, if you find the right cave system, you get out kind of thing.
Well, and here's the thing, remember you're bound to the laws of physics, right? So, once one arrow to the head and you're dead. Like, if one skeleton shoots you in the head, it's Jover. So, keep that in mind,
okay,
too.
Never mind. I will make peace with the Warden. I will find a way to live simultaneously with the Warden without pissing him off.
Alright. I mean, you can do that by destroying the Skulk Shriekers. You don't need the sensors, but if you get rid of all the Skulk Shriekers, he never spawns.
Yes. So, slowly but surely over time, I will get rid of everything that could spawn the goddamn Warden. So that way, I never see his ass again.
Well, you'd still see him if you went to a different part of the cave, but...
And then I guess I just live in the deep dark until I die from starvation because I can't go up to the world.
I'm surprised your answer wasn't, because if you find an ancient city, there's tools there. There's pickaxes, there's armor, there's food, there's all that stuff. So I'm surprised your answer wasn't, I'm going to find an ancient city, loot it as quietly as possible, then get up to the surface. Like, I'm surprised you never said that.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it. Well, you said the deep dark. I didn't think anything.
The deep dark biome. So you're not necessarily in an ancient city, but you'd have to find one, though. So you'd still have to go through the wringer of trying to avoid skeletons as much as possible. Spiders wouldn't be too bad because they kind of just jump at you. Creepers would be terrible if you get too close. And Endermen, you're screwed. They just pick you up and throw you.
If I found an Enderman or a Creeper with my luck, I would be fucked.
Yeah, basically. And if you find an underwater cave, you'd be screwed too. That's a running joke with you. All right, so now you're doing one for John.
Okay, John. You are thrust into... Do you play any Fallout?
I've played New Vegas, but I mean, we talked about that last time.
You can't do New Vegas.
Okay, well, I was seeing if you played like any of the other Fallouts, like Fallout 3 or anything like that.
Nope.
Okay, cool. What's the name of that one game you really like that I hate?
Spider-Man?
Wait a minute. No, I've got it. John, you are thrust into Mass Effect.
Hey, Mass Effect. I'm gonna hope I'm thrust onto a peaceful planet and not like the home world of the Krogan, because if that's the case, I'd probably die from the war that's going on. I would probably, try and find my, if I'm not on the Citadel, which is, the main hub world, if I'm not there, then I'll probably try to find a way to get there, because that's probably the safest place for me to be if I'm not, in some sort of like space navy. I don't know what they don't really have a name. They just call it the Alliance. But assuming I am able to get there, I'll probably just like, you know, try to live my life. Maybe work in a shop and just like kind of keep to myself. Don't get involved in the active war, so I don't get like actively killed.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right, so John, you're giving one to me now.
Yep. I am. Let's see. You get thrust into Super Mario Galaxy.
That might just be, John, that's kind of a boring answer because Mario doesn't wear a space helmet, meaning I literally just die the second I get jumped into it. So I'd probably pick a different one. Somewhere that's not in space.
You know what? Fine. Super Mario Sunshine. That's on the ground in presumably Earth.
I mean, I guess, technically. So Mario Sunshine, we have to assume that Mario's there, too. I'm not Mario myself, but like he's there and the princess is there, whatever. So Sunshine's entire story is that like Bowser Jr. is stealing Princess Peach because he's dumb and believes that she's his mom, even though that's not how biology works at all. He's sort of painting the town red, literally. Not in terms of murder, but in terms of like painting it, literally. So you have to use the flood pack to like clean it. My thing is, my two options here are punch Mario in the face to take his thing, or I just don't clean stuff. But there's different places I can go to. There's the amusement park area. There's the water area, like the waterfall area. There's the sort of like hillside area. Like there's all these different areas that I could go to. I'd probably just go back and forth. It's an island, right? So I'd probably go to the amusement park, ride some of the rides, then I'd go to the waterfall park to relax, and maybe I'd go to the hillside to fish or something. I don't know. In terms of the fight between Mario and Bowser, I'd probably just stay away from it. He can breathe fire. I can't, so it's already doomed there. In terms of Mario, I'd probably leave. My honest answer is probably I'd just leave him alone, let him do his thing. Because in the game, he obviously wins. It's not like he loses. So, but I could steal his girl while he's going to do that. That is an option. Peach doesn't like Mario anyway, so like it's already a closed cage right there.
Of course.
And then everyone knows that when you play Sunshine, you have to bully Toadsworth. So I'd definitely do that. Mm-hmm. Kick him, punch him across the world. You know, all that fun stuff.
might make it difficult to get good with Peach, but you know, all about
she's in Bowser's lair. She doesn't care. she's already away from Toadsworth. Toadsworth is just the beach, not good.
He's like, oh, I'm gonna relax. Who's that guy? Ah, sure time, <man.
laughs> Who's that guy? Why does he look different than the rest of us? Punts him like a football. No, but like my honest answer is, you know, like I'd probably just ignore Mario and the gang, just kind of travel. Once it's clean, I'd probably travel across the different places. While it's dirty, I'd probably just avoid it. I'd probably find a place that's not dirty and just stay there, because the dirty places, like there's these weird creatures that come out of it that kind of try to attack you. So I don't want to do that. And the thing is, there's nobody that dies in it, so it's not lethal. So like I would literally want to die. The only thing I would die of is maybe like I drown because I went to the waterfall area and was stupid or something. Because like there's food everywhere in that game. Like there's literally a food quest that you do in the game. So I would not run out of food. I would be pretty enjoyment. And if I was tired of the island and wanted to go back to the Mushroom Kingdom, I could do that too, because they don't go back in the game itself, but obviously they'd have to go back. So there's my answer for that.
Okay.
John, what time are we at, man? Just gotta clarify.
Around 40 minutes.
Exactly, or like how much?
Oh, close to the 39. Like 39, 21, 39, 22.
Okay, so we're gonna do one more rotation then. So I'm giving one to John. John, let's see. So he just did Mass Effect was actually one I was gonna do, but Noah did that one. So I'm not just gonna do another Final Fantasy. That's stupid. Ooh, you know what? What Pokemon games have you played?
I've played Fire Red and Leaf Green, Black and White, and I mean, I guess let's go Pikachu.
We'll do black and white. Pokemon okay. Black and white. You're being first there.
Okay. So I would probably, you know, try to get my starter go over to... Who's the professor in that one?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. Whoever the professor is, some tree named professor. and,
some tree, like, yeah, probably.
And be like, yo, my dude, could I have a Pokemon? And they'd be like, no, get out of here. What are you doing here? I already gave the Pokemon to the main characters. Yeah, just a random dude. And so I'll probably cry a little bit.
It's Professor Juniper.
Ah, yes, Juniper. That makes sense. Because, like, the main character and their three buddies, or the two buddies, I mean, they each all get the three starters. So, like, it's not like Fire Red, where there's an extra one just laying around. So, you know, what I'll probably do at that point, now that I've cried out my dreams of getting Oshawott, I'm gonna go out into the tall grass and just start chucking balls at Pokemon until I capture one. Hopefully I would capture, you know, Lillipup to just, like, get a good old doggo, and then just have a doggo and chill out in you know, the town that you start out in, because I know I'm not gonna try to save the world from I mean, they're not really trying to end the world. They're just trying to, you know, make people not have Pokemon. But, like, I don't really care about all that. I'm just going to hang out with my dog.
That is fair. People talk about, like, people cutting things and taking things out of contest during podcasts. You know, I can't wait for someone to clip. I'm just going to start chucking my balls off.
I'll just chuck my balls.
But you know what? That's fair. I never played Black and White. I heard it was good, but I never played it because I was never of that era. But yeah, basically what you can do is you can just start. You don't need a starter. You can just kind of collect them. But like, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. They never, like, no peaceful place. You never really get attacked. Well, you do, but like, you never die. Like, the Team Rocket, like, has stupid traps that they might get you in, but, like, that's about it. So yeah, Team Rocket's blasting off again. you know, like, my answer would be, it's not, I mean, don't do this for me, but, like, for Pokemon, I would just, like, you know what I'd do? You know what, this is legitimately what I do. I try and befriend Team Rocket, and then betray them at the last possible second.
Like, I thought we could trust you.
And then I'd see them saying, we're blasting off again, and then I just wave, bye-bye. That's my honest answer.
Fair enough.
All right, so that's me to John. So John, you're giving your last one to Noah.
All right, Noah, you get thrusted up into Hitman.
Never played it.
Never played Hitman.
Nope.
Can't believe this. I'm gonna hire Agent 47.
You're gonna hire Hitman to make you play Hitman.
Okay. You don't have Hitman money, but all right.
You don't know what I got.
You have the power of the bald.
That's for sure.
Never underestimate the power of the bald.
I mean, the Agent 47's bald. Apparently, I'm bald. You know? It's just like, be friends.
You know, John, I heard there's a website coming that actually could help your broke ass. It's called Only Bald.
Well, Only Bald.
You know what? Fine. You don't want to get thrusted into a game you've never played before. You're gonna get thrusted into what was the one you gave me earlier?
Red 2.
It was UFC.
UFC 5.
UFC. Yeah, you get thrusted into UFC, so you get to be an upgrade.
Oh wait. So am I one of the fighters?
You are.
No. Well, okay. I was gonna say, yeah. If you want me to be, then sure.
Okay, shit. Ooh. That's a lot of ass whoopings.
For them, right?
So, for me, the first fight that you take, because I'm assuming this is career mode, it's basically, like, the easiest fight you can get in the game. So, I'll go and win that with probably a spinning kick to the head. After that, I would train my ass off forever, whoever is my next opponent, and then try and find kind of move where they wouldn't see it coming. So probably something like a 720 twist with a backspin kick. Something like that.
Is this Mortal Kombat or is this an actual fighting game? I'm confused.
This is an actual fighting game. You do a 720 twist and then you follow that with a side kick to the body. You do the twist and then you come with a kick to the head.
So what's stopping you from, like, kicking them in the balls and then just getting out of there? I'm confused.
It's a rule. You cannot kick anyone in the balls.
Yeah, but, like, UFC, like, I'm assuming it takes place in the world. Is it like, real fighters? Or is it, like, fake fighters?
It's real fighters.
Okay, so that means it takes place on Earth. So you just kick them in the balls and you get out of there. So no one can beat your butt.
Yes, but...
if you're trying to survive, though, I feel like...
Okay, but the way the career mode is either you can win by a TKO or submission. So, it's either you knock somebody out or you submit them. Or you win by decision. But,
All right.
The reality is, if I was to win by decision, that would be a very, very slim win, and I would probably get knocked the fuck out before that happens.
That's fair.
Anyways... So for a while, I would just train until I'm done with the prospects, beat them all, get into the UFC, immediately challenge the champion because I have that kind of self-esteem sometimes, try to win, probably end up losing, and retire.
All right. So Noah, you're giving one to me now.
Okay, let's think. Ethan. Let me look up your channel real quick.
What channel is that, Noah?
I've confirmed.
That would be 5XD Gaming.
And how do you feel about that channel, Noah?
Man, I fucking love that channel. You know, I was on there for the early days with a series called Minecraft with Friends.
500 points, nice.
Nice, man.
John, would you like to include yourself? What do you feel about that?
I've really thought about it since I mentioned it earlier, and like I actually love it too. You know, I'm on there with your Phasma with friends or with the Escape the Backrooms, and those are super fun games.
Yeah, and you're in a lot of series actually. Yeah, that's true. I'll give you 3 additional points for that.
Wait,
okay. This should be a fun one. Ethan,
all right.
You are thrust into Lethal Company.
Shit. I guess I'll die. Okay, Lethal Company is literally a game where you die no matter what. So, like, this is cruel and unusual punishment. So Lethal Company, either you get vented out like an imposter in Among Us by the company, and you get thrust into space and suffocate. Great, that happens no matter what, really. Because even if there's a revive system in the game, where once you die in the place, you get revived, sort of. So because that's a mechanic in the game, I'm going to use it. So like I would probably go to like so you go to the different moons, and the different moons have varying difficulty. And essentially, I'm going to assume I'm alone here, which is like the hardest way to play the game. But essentially, you go to these different moons, and you have to collect scrap for the company. You have to reach a certain quota in 3 days, and the quota goes up each time you reach it. So I'd probably, honestly speaking, if I stick with the normal planet for the first couple of days, I'd probably get the first quota. It's not that hard to do that in the game, and maybe even the second one. Once we start getting up to the higher values, like 700, 1,000, or whatever, then that would start forcing me to go to the harder moons, which have monsters everywhere. So I'm probably screwed. I'd go to like one of the bigger ones, like Titan, which is like considered the hardest, where there's giants everywhere. Not giants in the game, like they're huge, like humanoid looking things. They're not actual people, but they're humanoid looking things. There's eyeless dogs, which only hear stuff, but they destroy your face if you get near them. You have the Bracken, who's like this guy that kind of sneaks up behind you and murders, like snaps your neck. I'm not even joking. That's what he does. And then there's the coil head where you have to look at him, and if you look away for even a split second, he dashes at you like Usain Bolt and murders your face. And even better, tip of the cap to this guy, he turns your head into a spring. Because, you know, why not? So there's that guy. There's like these little bug creatures that are kind of annoying. Then there's probably what's the worst of them all, which is probably, he's not the worst, I guess. There's the blob, which is like this like creature that kind of just is very slow, but if you touch it, you're kind of doomed. Another thing that sucks is there's mines and turrets everywhere. Like there's mines that once you step on it, you blow up, and there's turrets where they home in on you every second they get. I think there is some more monsters that I haven't seen yet, so I don't know if they're worse than what I've mentioned so far. But I'd be totally doomed. What would happen is I'd get maybe the first two quotas, maybe the first three if I'm lucky, and then I'd get vented for being not a great asset to the company.
Yep. You work till you die, just like real life.
Yeah, basically. And you know, I'd probably have some deaths in there where I die by the bracken because I didn't look behind me, or I die by the giant because I stayed out too late. Whatever have you. Or I die by bees. You can die by bees in that game too.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you can if you steal a beehive, they will come murder you.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so basically everything in that game is deadly. You also can't swim, so if you get each map has a or each moon sometimes has different weather. So you have rainy, which is kind of basic. I think it turns into flooding later. You have flooding, which means the moon is flooding and you have to swim. You have eclipse, which means eclipse is the worst because that means the planet has monsters all crawling over the place and basically means you're going to die. There's stormy, which means anytime you can sometimes just randomly struck with lightning and die. And then if you're holding a metal object, it will strike you and you will die. So really, you know, that's getting these quotas is assuming I'm not encountering this stuff, which is not a good margin to say because it's probably gonna happen. But I'd probably die to the bracken. I'd probably die to the moth creatures. I'd probably die. There's actually a creature that kind of attaches to your face, and that'd be horrifying. I'd probably die. Or I'd just be walking on a turret and blow myself up. But at the end of the run where you truly die, I'd get vented because I would not have been a great asset to the company.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Lethal Company is a game Noah would like, but he cannot run it for darn sure. So he needs to either that needs to come to console or he needs to get a computer for that to happen.
I need to get a computer at some point.
It's a game he would like. Because it's a hard game and it's a teamwork game, and if you all lose, you all get vented together. So yeah. It's like Among Us.
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
But so John, I'm assuming we're close to 50 or so now.
Yeah, right? 52.
All right, so that's gonna do it for this episode then. We had a lot more games this time just because I guess maybe just switching made it faster too, because we individualized talked about it. And there's times where it's like, yeah, I guess I'll die. So that's kind of like the majority of what we said. John, I'm gonna give you points first, and you made Noah go first last time. John, you have, and by the way, the 500 points jokingly that I gave out, I did not give out, so that's why these are the answers. John, you have a whopping 58 points. Pretty darn good. And Noah has 56 points, making John the winner. So to be fair, Noah, I gave you 5 bonus points for saying you become Walter White. So point that out. You did get 5 bonus points for becoming Walter White.
I didn't get points for becoming a terrorist? I can't believe this.
No, I did not give you points for that. No. You almost lost because you said that, so no.
But they're the good guys.
No, they're not.
You were like minus 10 when he said that?
No, I didn't minus 10. I didn't minus anything. I was just kind of laughing and dying on the inside. But when you said Walter White, it was actually pretty funny. I didn't think it was going to happen, but, you know, it'd be pretty funny. So I did give you... So you would have been worse off, but you're only 2 points apart, so, yeah.
But that's there close, you go.
Though. It was close, and I like this kind of thing. We might even do part 3 in season 2. You never know. We play a lot of games. Like, a lot of games. I played so many... Like, I have so many playlists on the channel that I'm easy to find a game for. John, there's so many games I could have said for him that I didn't. I could have said Escape the Backrooms for him. I should have actually done that, because he put me in the backrooms last time. I should have put him in the backroom this time. I could have said that. There's a lot of games. Me and John play a lot of games together, so he's easy. Noah's just harder, because he plays a lot of, like, racing games, and I didn't want to just say racing game every 5 minutes, so. John, do you have a winner speech, man?
You know, I am so proud of this win. I beat Walter White, so, like, that's a win right there.
You didn't beat Walter White. Walter White beats you.
Got him.
Yeah, that was fun. I like that. It was a good thought experiment.
Did you like being involved this time? Because you were the host last time.
I did like being involved this time. I've learned about myself that I don't want to be in the video games that I play because I'll probably die.
Or become a terrorist.
So those are really the only options you got when you're playing a video game.
I did just realize something though, right? Isn't Walter White bald?
He is bald.
Oh my god, I figured it out. I figured out the Jeebus Phoebus lore. Jeebus Phoebus is bald. Walter White is bald. Have you ever seen them in the same room? I didn't think so. That means Jeebus Phoebus equals Walter White. Boom, I've done it. I've done Matt Pat's job for him. He's already left, but I've done it for him.
I can't confirm that, but
I'm gonna go call the FBI now.
The cops are just like, I'm so sick of hearing about this John guy. Oh my goodness,
they are not a terrorist, they are not Walter White, and golf has nothing to do with crimes.
I thought you were gonna say golf has nothing to do with hockey, because that's what it was. but that works too.
Wait, so John's two things this episode, a terrorist and Walter White.
I don't believe it. But anyway, Noah, do you have a losing speech?
Yeah, this was actually very fun, like the last episode. I'm hoping I win the next time so I could actually host this episode, this idea, because I think it'll be really fun. And I look forward to doing more game-like things, and I can't wait for season two, to be honest.
Yeah, it's gonna come full circle if you are the host for it'd be spaced out. We're not gonna do this like episode two of season two, right? Oh. But it'd be like if you happen to be the host and you decide that ten episodes or so down the line, then yeah, that'd be kind of interesting. At first, I thought you were gonna say I want to win because for today, for example, Noah has not won, and because we recorded the past two episodes and this one all in the same day because we were trying to pre-record for stuff. But Noah never won today. I was the host for the first one, then John won, then John made me win, and then John just won again. So Noah didn't win at all.
Yeah. This is three losses back-to-back. I'm not happy.
Yeah, the game show, you weren't too close. But you were close, but not too close. This one, you were closer. You were closer on this one.
Yep.
So, but yeah, that's what's gonna do it. So thank you guys so much for watching. We hope provoked a conversation, made you laugh along the way. You can find me over on the amazing YouTube channel that John and Noah referenced several times, FlabsXE Gaming. We do a lot of stuff over there. If you like these two, they both featured on said channel. John's featured anything that says with friends. John's usually featured in it. Usually, that's not really a thing that he's not in. And Noah's occasionally on stuff. He's on the S&P. He's on the Minecraft, the old Minecraft with friends. He's on Unreal. Some of the episodes on Unreal, not all of them. And he was in a couple episodes of Devour, even though he didn't really get to play the game too much. He sacrificed himself. It's called Noah Sacrifices Himself. It's a great episode. So you'll find them both over there. I'm also on Twitch. I do Strictly Horror Games on Twitch, Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. EST. Come join. We're trying to, I don't know if we're still reaching for affiliate by the time this comes out, but we might be, so come hang out, come say hi. You can find John on Twitch as well at Jeebus Phoebus. He does variety, so all the games that you just heard that he played today, he plays those types of games as well as Kingdom Hearts, God of War, that kind of stuff, so go check him out. He does YouTube as well. I don't know if he's uploading at the time of this, but he might be, so Jeebus Phoebus as well. And then Noah, your Instagram is NoahDog54 and then two other numbers.
Yeah, 34.
And then we also have an official Provokers podcast Instagram as well. It's called the Provokers Official. Noah is running that, and will be updating you guys. If you follow it, he'll be updating you guys on when episodes go live. And if we ever do promotional stuff, like if we ever do merch, or if we ever maybe I'll tease something about if we're upgrading the podcast in any way or something like that, then you'll get some sneak peeks of it. Otherwise, you won't because you're not following. So go check it out over there. And don't forget about the Patreon. You can actually interact two ways with the Patreon. We have the tiers, which is normal Patreon stuff, but we also have extended cut episodes where you can pay a little bit. It's like $3 for the first five, just so you can dip your feet in the water and see if you like it or not. And then it becomes $5 after that. But they're like mini episodes, 30 to 40 minutes, I'd say. And we do a bunch of games over there. So we do Kiss, Marry, Kill. We've done a game called Towers, Lies, We haven't done Truth or Dare yet, because Dares wouldn't exactly work, would they? So, but you get the idea. We do a lot of games over there. We do not just games. There's other stuff, too, but games have been a mainstay over there, too. So, yeah, they have the name of the episode in there, so you can see what it's called, and then also the description that kind of briefly tells you what it's about. But that's purely if you want to do that. That's obviously just there if you want to support us, and if you want to get extra content than the other 99 episodes that we currently have. With that being said, I think that's going to do it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
John is Walter White confirmed.